Yeah.
The moment they all been waiting for, Playboy.
Okay.
We here now.
Girl,
we in the house now for sure.
Honey, cold and everything.
What?
Check this out. I'm tired of playing games. I want you to bad shorty. I'm afraid to go. Fabulous mojo.
Straight high tone, I'm so into you. Cause even before we hit the bedroom, I was friends with you.
That's
if
right.
They ask, I ain't gotta say whom. And them interviews, my sweet thing, never believe them rumors that been a true. In fact, I had numerous friends, it's true. But you was wifey, could change me to a broom in a minute, boo. Maybe my sense of humor gets into you. But girl, they can make a perfume from the center of you. I wanna take you there, feel like June and December too. So what you think about Cancun to the winter through? I don't know what the other consumers you been with do. I put a day aside to go to Bloomies and spend with you. Like any other man, I would've zoomed to the clinic too. But I wanna see me and my juniors identical. A dude put a wound on the skin of you. I swear to everything that same afternoon and beginning new. Feel me?
Honey,
get
hard and everything. Even give up the street,
girl.
Anything to have you on my thing.
Baby
girl, I'll trade it all. You can give up the good thing. Can I get no watch if we can trade it all? Anything to have you on my thing.
Come and take a walk with me, so I can take you places you don't often be. Come on, ma, come and get lost with me. As far as the mother, just can't get them off of me. Everlasting love in a whole nother fashion. All I'm
she a hoe, huh?
What?
I said she a hoe!
I was Linda from Palmview, man, and you said she...
Ho! I said Linda is a... Ho! Get your goddamn chain. Come on, man. Let's go. Come on. Pull it. Pull it. Pull a chain, fool.
Take this money, baby. Let's do it.
Come on. We're about to get paid, baby. Let's go. We're about to get paid.
Hey, I'm gonna get
paid.
Hey, this ain't Chris Dow. Come on. What's going to do, baby?
Come on, get it. Throw it up in there. Go, 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 go.
What the hell? Cars ain't made like they used to.
Hey, where's the tire, too?
What?
Get out of here.
Oh, I got to sit down and get it.
Go, get out. Get it. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Hey, baby. Trying to get this studio together so we can finally make some money off this stuff?
Well, that's what you said about the T-shirt company. And those Herbalife vitamins.
Why you gotta bring that up?
That's in the past.
This is a whole new venture for us, baby.
Oh, really?
Look, look, let me show you something. Can I show you something?
Yes.
Let me show you.
You got a picture?
Yes.
Okay.
See, look. See that? That right there is Oprah's guest house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the guest house. So, if Stedman act up, this is where he gotta sleep.
Okay. Why do you have this?
Because that's what I'm gonna buy for my baby. Both my babies. As soon as I get somebody, rent out the studio, make a platinum CD, and we get paid.
Calvin, you don't like too many strangers coming in and out of the shop. You gonna have them coming in and out of the house. Okay. Look, it's 7 o'clock. You gonna be late for work. You better come on. I got some eggs for you. You better come on and get them.
Damn shit. Boy, they sure know how to kill a man's dreams. Come on, Stella.
Calvin. Come here.
Mwah. What was that for?
Well, it has been a whole 2 years since you took over the barbershop. I mean, look at you. You have hung in there. Baby, you have no idea how proud I am of you.
You know, your father would have been proud of you, too.
Come here. Go.
All right, we're gone. Stay off your feet, okay? Stay strong, bruh.
Dad, stay strong. Get out of there.
Get out. Always something on a Saturday, isn't it?
What's up, Janelle?
Hey, you know Tanisha Jenkins' boy got a drug problem. You think he did that?
Damn, girl, you gossiping already? First get your shop open, then start.
Now, I know you are not talking to me about how to run my shop. I don't tell you how to run your business over there. Anyway. Hey, did you
That's
hear...
That's why your nose so big. You're too damn nosy, Janelle.
Hey, did you hear about Clarinda? Her husband caught in a crime. Hunter could deal with another man.
How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Good to see you.
Hey, what happened across the street?
Man, you know this neighborhood. It's getting worse every day, too.
How's Jennifer?
She getting big. No, mean, too.
So, got some good news for me?
No.
Cal, I need a cut. Like how you did Ronnie last week. A little off the top, long in the back, but not quite no shag. Slope to the left like Gumby. Eddie Monster in the front, a little Wyclef on the right. Come on, hook that up for me.
You got any money, Lamar?
You know I'm going to pay you back. I got a job interview.
When you get that job...
Oh, come on, Cal.
You get some
man,
money.
Don't do me like that, dog. Oh, come
dog,
on, man. Don't this is
an air job. Out of the door.
Come on, Cal. Your father would hook me up.
Well, go get hooked up.
Oh, come on, dog. Don't do me like that, Cal.
That's I got to deal with every day.
No. Get out of here.
Go. So what'd they say?
The bank's not going to give you another loan. We've already given you a small business loan. And a grant that's used on your other businesses. Cal, but look, you know I want to help you. But if you don't pay the property taxes, the bank is going to foreclose on the shop. I'm sorry.
There's nobody you can talk to?
Calvin, it's not going to happen.
All right, hey, what can you do?
I appreciate you coming by.
All right, really good. Don't worry about it. How you doing, Mr. Wallace?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is Calvin.
You know over at the shop?
Yeah. I was just wondering, was you still interested in what we talked about the other day?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I'll see you then.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wallace.
Okay.
Oh, we don't get paid.
Oh, man, I never knew money could be so good.
What the hell?
You all right?
Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
Oh, hell no, man.
What?
Hey, what's up, big guy?
Hey, what's up, Flay? Hey, man, this is my grandmama's oxygen machine, man. Yeah. She can't breathe without it. Yeah. Well, let us...
Come on, man. You see us carrying this thing, man. Move out the way. Come on, man. This thing heavy, man.
Yeah,
you do this all the time, man.
Come on, man. I got
to come here and do this all the time.
All right, big man.
Come on, I'm trying to come back and you're doing that. Don't make no sense, man.
Let's go. Let's stay there. Let's stay there.
Kevin, come open this door. Kevin! What is wrong with you? Why didn't you answer the door? You know it was me.
Terry, I worked a double last night. I just got home 2 hours ago.
Don't play with me, Kevin. Where is she?
Hey, let's not do this again, Ted.
Where
come on
she?
Now. Wait, so you ain't finishing here yet. Why don't you look under the bed? Go ahead, look under the bed. I bet you I would hide a woman under that bed. If you gonna look.
I'm sorry.
Terry. So what I even look like thinking about somebody else?
I don't know.
You wanna know how I really feel about you? Just think about that baby face song.
Which one?
You know, there are a lot of baby faces, aren't they? Would you?
Yeah.
All of them, baby. You know how I do.
Come on. I got some time. Come on, real quick.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Come on. Oh. Okay. Real quick. Let me take my jacket. Like that?
Oh, yeah, it's like that.
All right, well, let me take my jacket off. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to get your jacket on, baby.
Who is she?
I don't know.
When I'm finished with her, I'm going to make you remember. I can't believe you got somebody up in here. You going to make me catch a case before I got to go to work? Okay. Where you going?
Nowhere.
Get up. Get up. I dare.
Put your face, girl. Put your face now.
Hey, how can I help you today?
Okay. Now I want a grande, triple non-fat, half decaf, soy milk, French roast, caramel cappuccino. Okay? Now, with just a splash. Okay, just a splash. Of hazelnut. Okay? An orange extract. The extra foam in a separate cup. Put the spoon on myself because y'all never get it right. You understand? Thank you. Asshole.
You right, have to
okay.
find the
right,
guy's officer.
We'll take you inside and get you information.
No,
we'll be right with you. We'll be right with
come
you.
On.
And I walked in like pop down. Know what I'm saying? Ass so big, it looked like 2 inches in a sleeping bag.
Tyrone, can we talk about something other than big, fat, juicy ass?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about something else.
But why? When does a woman just have too much ass?
Man, ass is like money.
Hey,
you can never have too much.
Hey, Rick, yo, man, school these boys on your philosophy about ass, you know, because they can't distinguish between a woman with a big ass and a big ass woman.
All right, it's a ratio, right? Now, if you measure around a woman's waist, right,
uh-huh.
then you measure around that ass, right? You come up with a ratio about 3-5,
okay.
Right? Okay. All right, now that means that a 24-inch waist, right,
uh-huh.
is going to yield a 40-incher.
Yeah.
No. Now,
that's correct.
That's good, right? That's good.
You with me? Yeah, so give me an example. I mean, break it down.
Okay, all right, Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, man, tell us
something.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Woman
with a big ass. Now, on the other side, we got Mother Love.
Ooh. Big ass woman.
Come on. What's up?
Hey, you ever had a dude poke that hole in Samir's store?
No. Sure about that? Just playing with you, man. Relax.
Hey, how you doing, detective? What's going on across the street, man?
Yeah, they got me on this damn convenience store thing, so, you know, somebody getting locked up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ricky here?
Oh, you'll be in a little later, though.
You don't think he had nothing to do with that, right? You know Ricky been keeping his nose clean ever since he's been working here. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, but
I'm in the back.
Girl. Yeah, she got big drawers, though. That's all right, though.
Is this chair free?
Yeah, I figured not. Mom, just trimming me up a little bit.
Why you come over here, dog? Why you sweating me?
Are you sweating, Richard?
Hey, you're a two-time fella. One more. It's all over for you, brother. I mean, you know, Calvin went out on a limb for you with this job, man. I mean, why you want to play him like that? Whoa. Wow. You got a surveillance tape from the camera at the checkcaster place next door. And by the end of the day, I will know something. You understand? Later, Calvin.
All right.
Singing it.
Mind your business.
Uh-oh, here come Jumbo Majumbo.
Where I come from, to have dirt is a sign of opulence.
Yo, what the hell did he just say?
He said Africa fat people got loot.
I heard they circumcised the women, too.
How you gonna do that?
Anything that's extra, they just clip it off.
Ooh.
Come on, man.
All right, fellas, I'm free. Who's next?
Not me. No, not me.
I'm cool.
Man,
forget ya.
Thought you had a Negro membership card, huh? Soaked up some BET, memorized some Tupac.
Shut up, Jimmy. Stupid. Calvin wouldn't give me a chair if I couldn't cut hair.
Hey, man. 3 days, front chair, no customers.
What's all that noise, man? You know everybody starts out in the first chair. That's exactly where you started, remember?
All right, now listen up. I don't want no trouble. Just give me welding and your joint won't be no problem. What? Hey, don't you make me... What's going on? You want them rappers? What you got? You got a Rolex or something? You got a
Ed.
You got a platinum chain?
Ed!
What?
Leave the boys alone. Sit your old ass down.
You real? That boy, they almost turn over the money. You all right, fella? You all right? Sugar, I had a minute. He was shaking like booty meat. What is this? I had him. Boy, I had him shaking like God knows in the truck.
You got the sheriff.
Hey man, don't y'all forget we're still trying to raise some money for Johnny Brown's raggedy shoes. Scout will be here. I need $20. $20. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. Come on.
You know you are, right? I need some more money right now. I need it right now. Hey, hey.
You smell loose, Terry. Is that an obsession?
5 minutes.
Hey man. Where you going?
Man, you see that attitude? She can't cut my hair like that, man. I'll be back later.
Let me start.
It's okay, I'm free. I'll cut your hair.
No, I'm straight, dog.
Who drank my apple juice? Oh, y'all don't hear me?
Huh?
Who drank my goddamn apple juice?
Oh, Terry. Stop cussing. This ain't Def Comedy Jam.
I put a big ass red
sign. Stop cussing.
I put a big red sign said do not drink me.
Maybe no one drank it. Maybe it evaporated.
Maybe I'm about to slap you. No. Don't get on my bad side. You ain't been here nothing but a minute. I'm going to shoot your white
ass. It ain't like you talking about a bottle of Hennessy or nothing. You talking about some funky ass apple juice.
This is my funky ass bottle of apple juice, and I don't touch nobody else's stuff around here. What?
Jimmy drank your apple juice.
Oh, now hold up now.
Why you touch my apple juice?
You was looking at
me. You touch my apple juice?
What does that mean?
Cootie?
You see me drink it?
I ain't have to see you drink it. You was the one that asked about it.
Do you have the ocular proof?
What did I just
see
say?
Me drink
ocular.
It? Did you?
What did I just
you
say, man? I said I didn't have to see you drink it, man. You know,
did you see me drink it?
I ain't have to see you drink it.
What did you see?
Say you ain't drink it.
Say you ain't drink it.
You ain't drink it?
Knock his college ass up. Knock
his college ass up. Come on.
Let him go.
This ain't the projects, okay? This is a place of business.
Hey,
your father wouldn't put up with this mess. Now, you got to helm this.
Checker Fred, just sit there and play checkers, okay? Do I look like my father?
Yeah.
Right here.
DVDs, CDs, not.
Yeah, babe, whatever
not today,
you want, man.
Crystal,
whatever you want, man.
Not today.
Got that
man.
New DMX, baby.
He's gone out.
You gonna put somebody out, man?
Go.
Always.
Never coming to touch again.
It's a possibility that Jimmy drank your apple juice.
Sure,
yeah. Small possibility.
You're right.
But nobody saw him. You didn't see him. So all you can do is
that's
ask.
Not right, Kyle. You taking his side. That's not
I'm not taking
you
his
are
side.
Taking
no,
his
ask
side.
The man. If he say yeah, kick his ass. If he say no, then squash it. Ask him.
Did you drink my apple juice?
Did you? Choir man wanna know.
Did you?
Nope.
Pay-out. Answer. Done deal. Come on.
Hey man, let me buy you some apple.
Case closed. Case closed.
Well, one of y'all MFs drank it. I'm tired of y'all, I swear. Y'all better not touch my stuff no more.
Stop slamming them doors.
I don't know what it means. I don't like to use the color. Hey, girl, this ain't no full face. Yeah! Boy, I'm all scary around here, school.
Yo, man, she missed the whole arrangement, man.
Hey, how much them rolls cost you? $2-$3?
Hey, I'm Crazy Howard. Copy the news. Last night, someone stole the new ATM machine.
That's because people don't know how to raise their kids right now.
Oh, Gabby?
Wait,
you lock it up?
Yeah, man, you stupid.
Come on.
Get my sister in the room, man.
Ooh, I'm a town mother.
Ooh, what? Ooh, what? Close the door, dog. Close the door. This ain't nothing but a big video game.
No, it ain't. It looks like a cash machine to me. And this ain't no supermarket, so I'm a tell mama.
No, no, no. Look, you can't tell nobody about this. You hear me?
Why not?
Because I see it so. I mean, think about it. Gabby, who'll take care of you?
My mama.
She got you on that one, dog.
What I gotta do to make you keep your mouth shut?
You gotta pay me.
Pay you?
I'm getting a headache from her, man. I just paid you $10.
I don't care.
Hey, hey, dog. Whoop her ass.
You ain't gonna touch me.
I will pay her,
man. Don't do that.
Nah, I'm gonna wait. Look, man, when I get this money out of here, you can give my money back.
I'll give it back.
Take it, girl. That's all I got. Go on, get out the room there, girl. Oh, God. Get on! That's how you lock a door, dog. That's how you lock a door.
What?
It's your fault, man. Look, now we gotta take this someplace else. Look, now I gotta think of a way to do that.
Man, we could do it the same way we stole it, man, the truck.
I told you I wouldn't mess with my crazy-ass cousin no more, man. He too violent. He come from a broken home, man. He don't even know his mama. And after last night, I ain't messing with that fool no more, man. You wouldn't be doing this had you locked the door.
I did lock the door, man.
Hey, man, your sister's a demon child.
Whatever, man.
Hey, your mama ain't gonna have no real civil war, so we can get in here.
Oh. Whatever. Oh, come on, man. Let's just take it up.
Hey, Billy, take it down, dog. Take it down. Take it down, dog. We're going down. Take it down. Take it down, brother. Come on, player. Come on, big man. We're coming. Don't push it. Hey, hey. Come on. We're going to get you this time. Come on, brother. Push it through. Ow, my finger.
Oh, you can't fix me.
Ow.
Oh, my. No, you can't fix me.
Oh, my.
Hey, I'm close for me. Ow. Ow.
I'm
having it. Good chicken, too.
Come on, Eddie, man. How you gonna sit up here with all that chicken and not offer us any, man?
Yeah. Pay for this. You put a quarter on the counter, I might give you a little scoop of these mad potatoes or something.
Hey, Calla, how come he gets to eat out front while the rest of us
got to eat? Because Eddie old, man.
You see this? You see that right there? You know what that mean? That mean I got seniority.
Seniority. Don't you mean seniority?
What else?
Look, man, that ain't nothing but gray hair poking up out your father. That's it. It means nothing.
Don't mean nothing.
It means nothing.
Let me tell you something, boy. I was here in 68 when they riot and they burned down everything around here but this barbershop. I was here in 74 when desegregation started and they were busting in white kids and busting out a little black kid like yourself.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I was here in 77 when Walter Payton came in here the day after he had rushed for 275 yards against Minnesota and I lined him up right here in the chair and they're going to pitch it to prove it.
Oh. Daddy, tell me something. How do we know that's really Peyton?
Walter Peyton. That's
Walter. That's him. This city just ain't sweeping right there. This ain't sweeping. What more do you want?
I don't know. Real picture.
That's sweeping.
It's all right.
You and Blue. Only the world feels so.
What'd you do?
Oh,
I got a patch
on
my head.
Come on, man. Come on.
I told you to keep your head still.
And I got a patch on my head.
Shane, look on that. Cut a patch in the boy's head. Kind of look like 101 Dalmatian. You ever heard that movie? Look like Dalmatian. That's 102.
Look, why don't you mind your business, man?
Cut a patch on the boy's head. Snack on.
You look good, man.
Let's take care of it then. I'm good talking more cut. Man, wait till my mom gets here. I got it, man.
Jimmy,
what you doing?
Shh.
Got that little boy sitting over there looking like a leopard. He need to cut little spots all around and have him there. Ah, look at him.
My bad. Clean you up or something?
Hey, how you doing, Mr.
Alvin? How you doing?
Good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, indeed.
You want to go in the back and talk?
Yeah.
All right.
Eddie,
nigga.
You know, Calvin, I'm glad you called me back, man.
I'm beginning to think that you don't like old Lester.
Heard you just bought Big Carl's auto shop, left everything the same. Was hoping you'd do the same thing here.
Well, I told you,
I'm a man of my word. You know, Calvin, if you can't make the payments, you're going to lose the shop and have nothing. Or, if you sell it to me, you make sure that the sign outside on that window always says barbershop.
I can live with that.
Now, if you take this money, that's as good as a contract. I wouldn't want to have any misappropriations going on up in here.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither.
You know, I made your father the same offer, but he turned it down. But you're a better businessman. You got vision. 20 G's, that's your buyout. I'll take over the payments from the bank as we discussed. And I'll get the paperwork to you next week.
Okay. Are you sure you're going to keep the barbershop open, right?
Look, I'm a businessman. And a barbershop ain't exactly a cash cow. So I'm going to turn it into a gentleman's club.
Wait a minute. That's not what we discussed, Mr. Wallace. Now, you told me that the sign outside would always say barbershop.
Oh, it will. Oh, well. It's going to be called The Barbershop. I'm going to keep that same theme going. You know, the girls dressed up like little barbers. And you can come in and they'll give you a trim. And you can get some trim.
Hold on, Mr. Wallace.
Okay. Mr. Wallace. You have a nice day.
See, I know what I'm doing.
I just don't understand why someone would drive into the store like that.
Now, see, okay. I told Sitting Bull across the street over there not to put no cash machine in his store. Because black people don't know how to act.
Who you telling, man? That's why black people can't have nothing.
Apparently, neither can Indian folks.
Samir is not Indian, okay? He's Pakistani. He's from Pakistan.
Well, all I know is he can pack and stand his ass on that corner all he want to. But if Geronimo keep on, somebody liable to bust cap in his ass, ain't it?
You're right, Eddie.
Samir is not Native American, okay? He's not Arab. He's not Mexican. He's not Eskimo. He is from Pakistan.
Pakistan, Yakistan, Jubakistan. I don't care where he's from. He ain't from around here, I know that. He ain't going with nowhere near Southside, is he? He ain't right there. Oh.
Man, speaking of Pakistan.
That's all right, yeah.
Boy, what's wrong with you?
He caught a patch in the back of my head.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I mean, it wasn't my fault. He kept moving, so.
I did not keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Bless her.
Yes, sir. You kept moving.
What are you talking about?
It don't look that bad. Just think of it as a new style. Before you know it, everybody gonna be walking around with a patch in their head.
Why would people walk around with a patch in their head?
So that makes it free, right? Ain't that right? Right?
Okay.
Jimmy will never touch your head again, baby. I promise.
Thank you.
They've been me and her mostly. Me.
Come on, man. This thing heavy, dog. Come on. Get in there. My phone ringing. Titty. What? Stupid. You back up.
Give me that.
Oh, my man. Thank you. I couldn't breathe. Oh, man, get in there. Wait, man. You owe me $5 from a crap game.
Man, I ain't paying your ass nothing.
What?
Man! Billy, bring your ass back over here, man.
You ain't got my
tour, John. Come on, Billy. Bring your ass back over here.
$5. $5. You gonna cause a scene in public for $5?
You owe me money.
We got $50,000 back at the motel. You gonna cause a scene, man, for $5? $5?
It ain't even about the money. It's the principal. That's right, the principal. Mm-hmm. He owe me money he's supposed to pay. This shot town's finest, and I ain't going out like no sucker.
Oh, you ain't going out like no sucker.
No.
You know what, player? We gonna get caught. And you wanna know why we gonna get caught?
Why?
Because there's a stupid nigga in every bunch that mess it up for everybody. You that dumb nigga. You know what? But I tell you this, if he owed you some money, you'd be out there chasing him, too.
I would have whooped his ass last week when he owed me the money.
Him, man. What you mean? Because if I'm...
What? Keep it moving. Ain't nothing to see here.
Come on, bad, man. I lost my head. You understand me? Money is money.
I'm telling you. They got about 15 or 20 G's in that ATM.
15,000?
Well, I read that those machines are worth more than the money that's in them. They may even be
a reward for an ATM machine.
Well, I wish the money in it was mine.
That was me. I use that money. I take my girl out to a real nice dinner, like Red Lobster.
Oh, see, now that's upscale.
Red Lobster is the IHOP of shellfish. That is not upscale.
And don't hate cheese toast what? Just because I'm eating scampies and shrimps and scallops and shit.
You know what, man? You are truly ignorant. You probably don't even know what a scallop is. You know a scallop ain't even a shellfish, you know that?
Did you know you get on my nerves?
Commas, it's too late.
What's with the dogs?
Get some dogs out of here.
You like dogs. You still with old boy?
Don't make me smack.
Hey, man, I told you one. I know y'all need some dogs, man. I got this one. If you buy this one, you get this one half off.
Don't come back, man.
Hey,
Never come to the shop again.
Boy.
I work for me.
Put this boy head off.
Kevin, what that boy name?
I done told you four times. That's Ricky.
Ricky!
What?
What you think you doing over there?
Hey, look, I'm just trying to get them clean like them Gillette commercials, you know?
See, that's the problem with y'all today. Y'all don't know nothing. Sit up there, just watch too much TV and listen to that jiggery and all them folk coming there, hibbity hobbity and nonsense, and don't know nothing. Let me tell you, man. Rick, get that off there and lean him back. Lean him back right there. Roots, give me a hot time.
Thinker, Eddie. Thinker.
What? You young boy don't know nothing. Let me get this ladder up here. Yeah. Put that towel on your feet.
Okay.
Get your phone nice and lively. Y'all come on around here and learn something.
Hey, you finish that up. Put that on there, Ricky. Put that on the other side over there.
See, in my day, a barber would mold and just somebody would sit around in a FUBU shirt with a draw hanging all out. My day, a barber was a counselor. He was a fashion expert, style coach, pimp, just general all-around hustler. But the problem with y'all cats today is that you got no skill, no sense of history. And then, with a straight face, got the nerve to want to be somebody, want somebody to respect you. But it take respect to get respect. Understand? See, I'm old. But Lord willing, I'd be spared the sight of seeing everything that we had worked it for flushed down the drain by someone who don't know no better or care.
Calvin.
You have to make sure it's good.
Hey, babe.
Can we talk
all
in the back?
Way tight. That's coming right on off there.
Yes, right
there. See, that's smooth. When he get through, his face gonna be real smooth like Gary Coleman.
Calvin, baby, what's going on?
What you mean?
Janelle called me and said that she saw Lester Wallace in here.
Why Janelle won't stay on my business?
When did you start doing business with a loan shark like Lester Wallace?
Lester Wallace is not a loan shark.
Really?
Baby, he's just a businessman from the street.
Okay, but baby, why was he here?
To get a haircut.
Calvin, Lester Wallace wears a hairpiece.
He had to get that faded a little bit, so I just...
Mm-mm.
No? All right, come here. Let me show you something.
I'm going to show you something. It's going to make you...
I got it.
Check it out.
What did you do?
I sold a barbershop.
Calvin, you sold your father's barbershop to Lester Wallace? Shh.
You know we're trying to get our recording studio off the ground. What
recording
else
was studio?
Yes.
Baby, have you forgotten? You almost electrocuted yourself this morning.
What matters is I made this move for us, baby. This is for us.
Us?
Yes.
Tell me something. Why is it you make all these spontaneous decisions and then we got to get us out of it?
Baby, I had to do something to get the monkey off our back, and that's what I did.
But listen, your grandfather opened the shop. He handed it down to your father, who left it to you.
And all he did was give away free haircuts. Now they want freebies now. Okay, he let all those barbers in there use their station whenever they wanted to, pay rent whenever they wanted to, and we in debt because of that. It's because of him. I'm not going to work my ass off for that.
Dangerous.
What they saying?
Something about a monkey coming back, but his ass has too much pressure.
Shh. You deserve more than this. I'm trying to give you the world.
You know what? I don't need the world, Calvin. I don't need Oprah's house.
It's not Oprah's house. It's Stedman's guest house, and it's a 5-bedroom, 4.5
Calvin,
bath.
Calvin, listen. This shop had very little debt until you started spending all the money on those get-rich-quick schemes.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my fault. Now, let me hear you say it. It's my fault?
Well, yeah, it's your fault.
How's it my fault? And I'm just trying to better myself.
Wait a minute. I see what this is about. This is about you. Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what, Calvin? I mean, think about it. How could you sell this place? I met you here. My father used to come here every Saturday. He loved this place. You used to love it, too. What happened? You know what? This is a little too much for me right now. You're going to mess around and send me into premature labor. I cannot believe you sold your father's shop.
Jennifer.
Still couldn't hear nothing.
You hit me with your shoe? From the hill! From the hill, dog! From the hill! Let the toe go!
Hey, man, pull that sock off for me, too, though.
Are these socks clean?
They my mama's socks, man. You know we were the same size shoe?
Damn. Hey, man, you need a Band-Aid, man. I'm going to go get that for you.
But Hey, no. I'll go get the Band-Aid. Because you can't seem to do nothing right. All right? You just stay here, work on the ATM.
Damn. Man, your foot jacked up.
That ain't nothing but some dead skin, man. Oh, I need some cocoa butter. I can get that. Excuse me, man. Give me dog.
Oh, God! I know y'all can't. This got killers in the hot cup with this.
Can't handle you straight away. Next.
Oh, man.
$20, man.
All right. There's a little something next to you, Johnny. Shoot, bud. Take care.
Come on, Claire.
Yo, wait. Hey,
hook me up, Cal.
See, I was next.
I was here earlier. Wait, Lamar. You got any money?
Man, I got your money. Come on, man. See, I got money, too.
I'll do you next.
Yes, cut, man. With my money.
Business, man. Sit over there, Fish. I'll do you next. Either that or go see Eddie.
Oh, I want to see Eddie.
That's right, man. Come on, man. Take care. I know I got stuff to do, man. Get these nose hairs fucked. Nose hairs, man. If you ain't got my money, I'm going to get them ass hairs for you.
I hear that Evan the Holy Bear gonna put a red lobster in a church.
Come on, Cal. Why the hell is he gonna call himself a man?
You know what, Fred? You right. When he down there in Georgia slinging his thing through half state of Georgia.
I'm willing to bet that y'all didn't even know Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was a Jew.
Oh,
Jimmy.
Yo.
Here we go. You're always throwing out random trivia like you know everything. I don't think I know everything. I'm just saying that being educated guarantees I won't spend the rest of my life behind bars. Unlike
what's about. Huh? Me being independent.
I'm just saying that being...
You're not talking about me? Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, being educated means that you have opportunities, you have
and
options.
And the rest of us are doing what? What are we doing, buying our time, Jimmy?
You guys stop arguing for once. Right? I'm like a bunch of little kids, back and forth. Getting a headache.
You know what, man, that's cool. You know, I'm not going to get worked up in here because I know this is not the end of the line for Jimmy James.
Well, leave.
There's a lot worse you could do to being a barber, Jimmy.
Yeah, and a lot better.
Yeah, that's the look right there.
And don't hate on the brother because I'm trying to make something
like,
of myself,
like
all right?
Like Picasso with a ghetto.
Barbers respect by occupation, dude. I'm going to have my own mural. I'm going to have my own shop. Hell, I might even take over this shop if Calvin don't give it to his own son.
Man, let me tell you something. You will never own a black barbershop.
I will if I want to.
If Tony Roma can make ribs better than black people, I would own a black barbershop.
Wait a minute. Ribs better than black people?
Well, you want some good ribs, you should go C&K on 75th. Now,
Tony Roma boils his ribs. That is not authentic.
No. Tony Roma is delicious.
Now, if you want
I don't see white or black. I just see red sauce on everything. you new here.
I ain't don't boil his ribs.
I like
You know
them.
What? Jimmy got a point. Because nobody in here want to be a barber for the rest of their life.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
I like to hand, Kyle.
Wait a minute. A barber is a craftsman. But it's respectable. And I must admit, I like it. So I guess I agree with Terry.
You agree with everything Terry said.
Watch it, Jimmy.
You a hater.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Hey, Lamar! Run! Let it go! Good deal! Hey, get up!
Hey! Hey! Lamar! Don't bring your skinny ass back!
See that? That's why you can't have no business in the ghetto.
know me. Well, I'm Chi-Town's finest. Well, what bitch did you like? You... Now I'm gonna have to poke you. Oh, I think I can. Just give us the money. What's my mama code?
Thank you, Peter. You're welcome, my beautiful black sister.
What's up, little man?
I got an announcement to make. I bought some more apple juice, and I don't want nobody in here to drink it. Have some respect and decency for other people's stuff.
What you looking at me for?
Because I know you drank my apple juice.
Did you see me drink it?
I don't care.
Did you see me drink?
Look, I'm being real nice right now. Don't touch my apple juice or there will be repercussion.
You know what? Repercussion my nuts.
Grow some.
You heard that, you planners?
Barbershop. Oh. Terry, it's Kevin.
I'm not here.
What?
I'm not here.
I know you heard that.
Hold on. Let's kill all this applause now, because we all know that she's going to go running right back to him just like she always do.
Don't make me run these clippers up your ass.
She told you.
Team, you all right?
Aisha, thank you.
For what?
This morning? I made such a spectacle of myself. But your words were kind. I believe they were. Stay strong, brother.
Yeah, something like that. How much owe you for this?
For one brief, embarrassing moment, I chose to give up. But your words were just the reminder I needed. Perhaps insignificant to you, but... Sometimes I think we are unaware of how the little things for us can be so huge for others.
Hey, honey bye.
Hey, boo.
This is too much. Hi.
It's okay. Take your time. Oh, my boo. Anyway, I do find it amusing that the people who stole my ATM will not get any money out of it.
Oh, yeah. You can't break into those things.
Because there is no money in it. It is brand new. It had not even been loaded yet.
There's no money in it. Oh, that's a trip.
Yes.
How much owe you for this?
No. Put your money away. You take this. This is for you.
Thanks, huh? So what you gonna do?
I rebuild. I fix the store and I stay right here. The fight must go on. Either that or I go back to India.
India? Thought you was from Pakistan.
Heavens, no. Who would tell you such a thing?
Jimmy!
Oh, no. India. Punjab State, northwest side, close to Pakistan, though.
Thanks, man. I appreciate this.
Your words were payment enough.
What else can I have?
No,
can I
get some?
What about those young ladies, right? Thanks for the juice, man.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
You just gotta do something.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Got the shoes.
Hey, Chuckle, you got them?
Shoes, man. Got the shoes.
I'll show you both play.
Hey, y'all, look at this lady.
Chuck, come over. You got to see this. You're missing it, man.
What are y'all just doing? Somebody car?
She want to be real. Crack that windshield. That's what I do.
I'm going to get you real good.
Oh, man, what kind of car is it, man?
Oh, the camera.
Oh, man, that's a good car. I got one of them. I just bought one.
Oh,
what color is it, man?
Silver.
Oh, man, that's a good color. You got a chrome rocker panel. That's my car! Put the bat down!
This ain't Malcolm Brown car.
No, it ain't no Malcolm Brown. Yeah, I know this ain't Malcolm Brown. I just bought this damn car.
Damn, it looks like Malcolm Brown car.
Well, I don't care what it looks like. This is my car. Oh.
Wait a minute. So this ain't Malcolm car?
back. How the hell is Malcolm Brown?
My back.
Yo, what? What you say? Yo, bad. Yo, bad. How you talking about your bad?
I hope I never make a woman that angry.
Hey, Ricky.
What's up? I'm finna go get some fish.
So, Ricky, what advice can you offer a guy like me on the art of wooing women?
On the what?
You know, getting the hookup, the digits, the skins, il nana, snappy nappy, uchi wali.
Thank you. Just be yourself.
I'm big boned, Rick. Hefty, rotund. There's too much of myself to go around.
Hold tight. There's plenty of fat brothers pulling good ass. Look at Biggie, Heavy D.
They were world famous rappers. I, on the other hand, am an overweight barber from West Africa with a fondness for poetry.
Attitude will push you on. Confidence.
Okay.
She got to know that at a moment's notice, you will not hesitate to put the pimp hand down on Jesus himself if he ever made a mistake of disrespecting her. How you think Captain Kirk got all that boo?
Yes! Yes, thank you, brother! Thank you! Thank you!
Put me down.
Morgan, the boy.
There you go. Sorry.
Got his shoes!
Oh, no! Look at his
feet!
Oh,
are you ready?
All right, John.
All right.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Wallace? Yeah, this is Calvin. You think it'd be all right if I come through there and talk to you?
First thing I'ma do, and get a tattoo. Say thug nasty. Nasty thug. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give myself a Bentley with some 20s on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Thanks to you.
But get some 25s. And you the reason why.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you wanna act like you ain't giving it up, but I'm gonna get that just like I got you. And you better have my money.
Oh, no! No! Oh. Help me! Somebody help me!
Hey! Open this door!
Who is it?
It's the manager! Open this door! What's going on up in there?
Oh, nothing.
What you mean, nothing? What the hell is that smell?
Man, I got diarrhea.
Diarrhea? Boy, if you done messed
up... Why you coming up here like you the police, girl?
Boy, if you done messed up this room, man,
it's gonna
be
messed up your room, all right?
You better open up this door. Diarrhea my ass. I ain't gotta worry about you.
Why the keys jiggling out there? Hey, come in this room and see what happens.
Fine. I'm calling the cops.
Call the cops then.
You better... See how you like it when the cops get here.
Hey, wait a minute. I take that back. Don't do that. Come back.
Damn.
Hey.
I'm calling the cops on you two.
Billy!
What the hell,
huh? Put it down.
Watch your toes.
All right. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take this to my grandma's house. And I want you to see what the word on the street is, all right? Just hang out at the barbershop. You sure you can handle that?
Yes.
Do I have to draw you a picture of me?
But can I go change my drawers first? Because they sticky to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but when you're at the barbershop, you keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be inconspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers... You got to give it up to them. You got to give it up to Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, and you got to give it up to Rosa Parks, period.
Okay.
Because they was deep, and they was on the front line in the 60s.
Okay.
Who the hell is Rosa Parks?
Who's Rosa Parks?
She's only the founder of the modern civil rights movement.
Why? What? Because she set her ass down on the bus?
Oh, Eddie, you know who Rosa Parks is.
Man, she was tired. Then what you do when you're tired? You sit your ass down. I sat down on the bus and I got thrown in jail. Ain't hear from nobody in a whole week.
That's how...
Hey, I told you 23 times. No, Kev. You know what? He need to hear this. You sit down. You need to hear this, too. Sit down, Rayford. Now, I probably wouldn't say this in front of white folk, but in front of your own speak my mind. Rosa Parks ain't do nothing but sit her black ass down. Hold on now, Fairfair. You might learn something right now. I'm going to give her a just due. I'm going to give her a just due for what she did, her act led to the movement and everything. But she damn sure ain't special. No, it was a whole lot of black folk sat down on bus and they got thrown in jail and they did it way for Rosa D. Only difference between them and her is that she's secretary at the NAACP and she know Martin Luther King.
And
they got a lot of publicity.
Say what? To me, it sounds like you got a little haterism in your gang.
Well, okay, I don't got no, don't. No, it ain't no hateration or no holleration in this dancery, okay? What I'm saying is that black people need to stop lying.
Say something.
There's three things that black people need to tell the truth about.
One,
Rodney King should have got an ass beat for driving drunk and being grown in a Hyundai. Two, O.J. did it. And three, Rosa Parks ain't do nothing but sit her black ass down.
Hey,
I'm going to back you up on that, because see, look, he was on the bus back in the day, and he's on the bus now.
Eddie, not only is what you're saying not true, it's wrong and disrespectful for you to discuss Rosa Parks in that way.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on here. Is this a barbershop? Is this a barbershop?
Yes, it is.
I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all.
You gotta tell Rosa Parks down.
There ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Why you gotta tell Rosa down like this, Eddie? You know you're wrong. Keep on walking. You're wrong. You're walking by yourself this time, pal. I ain't with you. I'll tell you one thing. You better not never let Jesse Jackson hear you talking about that.
Man, fuck Jesse Jackson.
To make that paper, you see what I'm saying? Hey, man, you got to have it with you.
Yo, Calvin, what's up, man? Where you going?
Hey, just walk past me like you don't see me.
Yo, Calvin, I'm talking to you, dog. You can't just walk past me like that. What, you magic wand or something?
Is Mr. Wallace in there?
Yeah, he here. I leave. You follow.
Okay. Leave.
Two steps, mother. Two steps.
You know, Calvin, I have never come across anybody just wanting to give me my money back, you know.
The whole thing, frankly,
vexes me. Honest. Swear to God, Mr. Wallace, I'm not trying to vex you. I don't even know what that means. All I'm saying is I done had a change of heart. I had all day to think about it. I'm gonna lose my shop. I don't want to lose it this way.
Which way is that? My money ain't good enough for you. I'm just some old street dude, is that it? You just walk your black ass into some white man's bank. And you'll find out that I'm the only friend you got. Now, on the subject of the money I gave you this morning, the money is yours. The shop is mine. But, you know, I'd be willing to call off the whole deal. If you were to get me my money by, say, 7 o'clock?
No problem. I can do better than that. I'll give it to you right now.
$40,000.
But you only gave me $20,000. That's double. You expect me to pay you double by 7 o'clock? Come on, Mr. Wallace.
Get out of my office.
Look, here go your money back. I'm putting it right here on the table for you. I'm sorry about any misunderstanding or if I you know, led you on or any kind of way. I'm sorry, but I can't sell my shop to you.
Yo, Cal. Cal, you got some.
That don't belong to me.
What you mean it don't belong to you, man?
I don't want it. You keep it.
Now, what, man, you gonna take this money. You gonna take this money. How you gonna renege?
Keep it.
Man. Hey,
hey! Come on!
Hey, hey,
hey!
No, man,
you keep it!
You got some!
You keep it!
Hey! No!
Take this money!
I don't want it!
Take it!
I don't want
take
it!
This money! Do I look like Dallas Sanders? Do I look like Lawrence Taylor?
I don't want it!
Shut up! I got a job to do, and you ain't allowed me to do it!
Listen to me!
Oh, dang it!
What the hell is wrong with you? Got me running all over the goddamn place.
This money's yours. You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh. My grandmama home. Woo, girl, you got a great kitchen behind you. Y'all. I said the machine broke.
Wait, I'm sorry I messed up your flowers and everything. They were real pretty.
You talking to me?
You're the only one standing here, right?
Yes. Yes, this is true. This is true.
In the car, what it said, it was pretty too. You wrote that yourself?
Oh, no, no. Actually, that's a love poem by a man named Pablo Neruda.
He knows what to say. Got me feeling all gentle.
I know you have a boyfriend and everything, but you know what? I was wondering.
What's up, y'all?
Maybe we could. You
can.
Kim.
Hey, baby.
Excuse me, bro.
Ta-da. These are for you.
We need to talk.
Yeah, just hold on a second, baby. You supersize me Mandela. You want to get up off my neck?
Kevin.
Oh, hold on a second, baby. What, you don't understand English?
Stop.
Be gone, Mandingo.
Kevin.
I'm talking to my lady.
Kevin, look.
Can I leave Shaka Zulu?
Listen. I need to say something. All right, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Terry. But... I love you.
Bullshit.
You know that. Now everybody up in here knows that. So look, why don't we just go outside? Talk about this. Come on.
No. I can't do this no more.
Do what?
This. Us. This game.
Well, I ain't playing games, baby.
Let's just move on.
So what, you just gonna break up with me?
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking up with me. I mean, come on, baby. I mean, look at you. You ain't even all that fine. You just average.
What?
I didn't mind at first because you was good in bed. You do that thing. But, you know, I can find better. I didn't mean that. See, I want you. Look, that's...
You are... Sorry. You're so sorry. Leave. Get out.
Don't put your finger in my face.
Leave.
Terry, I'm doing...
Out! Clown!
Get my blade. Yeah, let's see. Cut me some light up in here. Get him on out of here.
Call your mom and tell her what happened.
Get your... Who I am?
Fool, I
nothing, need a ride?
Yeah.
Well, bring that nothing on.
Okay, all right, Jalen, you take care. Now, good having you here in Chicago. Welcome to the pool. Michael Hoop.
See you, old sportsman.
Right, see y'all soon.
I try to get
some good tickets, Jalen. He can go to hell, too.
Hey, all right. That's gonna be good. What the hell is you looking at?
I'm curious, man. I've been getting my hair cut here ever since I was a little kid, and I ain't never seen nobody in your chair.
Well, I got plenty of customers. You just come on the wrong day.
That'd be Monday through Saturday, which leaves Sunday when we're closed.
You worry about it, Booker T.
Yo, Terry. Hey, you think you can hook me up like Ives? Because you know that's my dog, Roo-Roo. Fade away, boot jail.
What you laughing at, Kid Rock?
Oh, man, don't hate on me just because you're a sellout.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
You heard me, bougie bantam.
You got the black girlfriend, you got the pimped out ride, and I'm a sellout? Man, you ain't nothing but a minstrel show turned on its ear. Al Jolson in a FUBU hat, black face for the new millennium.
Hey, man, you think you can hook me up with your black girlfriend, white girlfriend?
With all your high education, how come the only thing you talk about is me?
Because you don't belong here. The white barbershop is uptown.
You know what I think? You wish you were me. Wish you had my fly-ass girlfriend and my pimped-out ride. Man, you even wish you had my clothes, my style, my walk. Why you think my fly ass girl ain't with you? Because your little bitch ass can't compete.
Oh, I got news for you, white boy. You're not black.
Jimmy, I'm blacker than you. And what's messed up is in your best day, you could never be me.
Man,
Marvin Gaye.
You gonna take that? Turn it up like that.
What you gonna give me for it, man?
Man, that piece of junk barely run.
Run? It's the hottest thing on the street right now. All the youngsters asking me about this car. Cutlass Sierra? All it needs is a little paint to tune up. There's a backfire just about that much.
A little. Man, every time you go home, I think I'm in a drive-by. I can't put that on my lot, man. I got a reputation to think about. You understand?
No, I don't understand.
I got that plate number. Mm-hmm. Also, there were a bunch of people lined up at an ATM outside Poppy's Liquor Mart.
So?
I just showed up and then I was gone.
Let's go. Come on.
Man, I heard on BET, man, we supposed to get some money, man.
What?
Yeah, black people supposed to get some money called reparations.
I see everybody in here would love to get a handout.
I mean, if they're handing it out, I ain't gonna turn down nothing but my collar.
Well,
yeah, not everybody think, you know, reparations is a good idea, dog. Reparations is stupid.
Now, I'm surprised to hear you say that. I figured you'd make a case for how slavery got you all oppressed and how the white man got his foot on your neck.
Giving out money wouldn't do nothing. Yeah, I think look at him.
Man, that boy ain't doing nothing now but infomercials for bad credit.
Man, slavery, man, it ruined my whole life.
I don't know what y'all say, man, but I ain't taking no reparations because as a black man, I got my pride and my dignity.
You know what? That's bull. You know why? Because you got bills. And your brothers ain't letting no money get by. Next, you're going to talk about how Jews got money from the Holocaust.
Jews didn't get money, dog. Holocaust survivors got
we
money.
We had welfare and affirmative action. Is that not reparations? Is that reparations?
That is reparations. And we ain't
black folk
ain't did nothing.
Neither
one of them
but
get dressed all up. Got shiny shoes on.
Well, I think every black person should at least get $100,000.
$100,000? What do you think that's gonna do? That ain't gonna do nothing but make Cadillac number one dealership in the country.
Well, I tell you this, though, I'm
kidding.
Billy, black people in this country are some of the richest Negroes on the planet.
So everywhere you look, there's opportunity. You don't need
that. Opportunity, man. I had the opportunity to get this job last month. This crack-ass cracker gonna tell me I need a diploma. Now, right there, that's racism, that's classism, that's eroticism. Man, come on, I'm talking about isms.
We don't need reparations, all right? We need restraint.
Restraint?
Restraint. Man. Some discipline.
Whatever.
Don't go out and buy a Range Rover when you're living with your mama. And pay your mama some rent. And can we please try and teach our kids something other than the Chronic album? And please, black people, be on time for something other than free before 11 at the club.
Man, drink that right there, baby.
You know what? That was a passionate and surprisingly well-articulated argument.
You mocking me?
Not at all, sir. I applaud your virtuosity.
You know what, schoolboy, for your information? A scallop is a shellfish.
No, I'm afraid it isn't.
No, I'm afraid it is. Because it's a mollusk. Before it comes to your dinner plate, it got two shells wrapped around it just like a clam.
Yeah.
Mason.
Sweet.
Hello. Hey, Grandma. Huh? It's me, J.D., Velma's son, your grandson.
Oh, J.D.
Grandma.
Nigga never come to see me.
Grandma, did you say something?
You know, Grandma don't see her here too good.
Oh, okay.
You want something to eat, baby?
Oh, no, nah, that's okay, Grandma. I'm going to be out back at the tool shed.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll see you later.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Get this phone for me, 2-for-1, man.
And the last one didn't work, man.
Kiss me.
Right.
What else you doing? Selling my phones, man.
How many times I told you not to come in here to listen, huh?
What? Come on, man, Cal. I'm just selling my phones, man.
Are you retarded?
What's up, man?
Are you stupid, simple, or slow? Which one?
None of that, man.
Come back in here, man. I'm going to call the police.
Man,
get
hold
out
up.
Of here with that.
Hold
get
up. Oh, man, what you mean you calling the police, man? How you going to do that to me? I've been coming in for years. Everything you ever needed, I got for you. When the air conditioner broke, who brought the Freon in here?
You did.
Me. Or what about when Eddie was having tax problems? I got him a new social. Not you, me. I'm part of this shop, too, man.
I don't want to hear that.
What's up, man? You ain't right, Cal. You ain't right, man.
I don't want him back in the shop no more. Don't buy nothing from him.
What was that thing all about in there? You know that little boy don't want no trouble. He ain't gonna cause no problem around here.
I messed up, Eddie. I messed up bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What to do? Can't get it up? Viagra ain't working for you?
I lost the shop. I actually sold it to Lester Wallace. I just realized today that this was something worth saving.
Worth saving? This ain't no goddamn school of the blind, Coward. This is the barbershop. The place where a black man means something. Cornerstone neighborhood. Our own country club. I mean, can't you see that? You know, that's the problem with your whole generation. You know, y'all don't believe in nothing. But your father, he believed in something, Cal. He believed and understood that something as simple as a little haircut could change the way a man felt on the inside.
My father died broke and frustrated trying to help Eddie in this damn neighborhood.
Look, your daddy may not have had a whole lot of money. Oh, but he was rich because he invested in people. What you think? You think I'm the only one he gave a job to, Kevin? No. That man opened up the doors to anybody and any knucklehead around here in the city of Chicago that wanted to come down here and make something out themselves. Gave him an opportunity to be somebody. A licensed professional barber. Now, me, myself personally, I wouldn't have gave half these bell jumpers the opportunity. But, you know, it's just hard enough. You sitting there trying to cut somebody's head and got to worry about this fool over here trying to shank you. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, I was glad I was here. Now you. They know?
No.
Well, you're going to have to tell him. Look at me.
Yo, Cap!
Got some nerve bringing your ass back around here.
Bam!
I got the job.
Now I can put my little girl in real daycare. See, my sister-in-law been keeping her, but she a crackhead, and I can't have that. Thanks, Kyle. Keep the change.
Yo, Lamar. No charge.
No, Kyle. You keep that, man.
No charge. Congratulations on your new job, man. Looking good for a change. Take it easy.
Thanks, Kyle.
Come on.
Come on, you're crippled. He's not crippled. He's cute. Tom, hey, yo, listen up, everybody. Come on now. All right, hold on. Listen, yo, Fred, listen up.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that I appreciate everybody in here.
We appreciate you having me.
No, I'm serious, y'all. No, hold up, man. I'm serious. I appreciate everything you guys do for the shop, and I know, you know, some of the customers don't leave tips like they supposed to. And if I had the money, I'd tip you guys myself.
Big C, what's wrong, dude?
We're going to be closing up the shop today.
What?
What is that?
Oh, you mean...
We only got about an hour.
No, you guys not hearing me. When I took the shop over 2 years ago, I didn't know what I had.
Hold up.
When I was young, I didn't know.
Hold tight, man. What you trying to say, Calvin? Eddie, what you doing, man? What's going on?
I sold the shop.
You what?
Sold the shop?
You mean like you don't own the shop no more?
I don't understand.
He said he sold the shop, Dinka.
But this is your shop, man. Your family built this shop.
Yeah, Kevin. Can't nobody run this shop like you, boy.
Real, man.
Why you ain't tell us? Huh? Calvin, who are we going to be working for?
Like I was saying that... When I close the shop tonight... It's closing for good.
Oh, Calvin.
Man, you can't close.
Calvin, don't look at me.
Hey, can I talk to you, man?
Eddie.
I still don't understand.
Go home. Just go home. It's over. No, I mean that, man. Just pack up. Go home.
No warning, huh? No warning, huh, Calvin?
Well, let's just be out, man. Let's just be out.
Smile, Joe. I'm out of here.
You
could have
told us.
I don't believe
you.
Why? I don't.
Oh, no. I'm going to
Jeron and James.
Hey, that ain't even necessary right there.
Williams, can I talk to you?
That shit ain't necessary.
Don't worry, I'll get back at you. Let me just get him squared away, all right?
Relax.
Rick, call me as soon as they let you use the phone.
Hey, what's up, JD?
Where have you been, man?
At the barbershop.
All day? You got a cut.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, man, I wanted to get braids, but you know, Terry, she be tripping.
Right, who lined you up?
Oh, it was Jimmy who did
it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
man, come on, man. What you doing? Come on, man.
Bring your hair, sucker.
Stop, man.
Stop. You better stop playing.
What you learn at the barbershop?
Man, I learned a lot, man.
What about the police, man?
Oh, man, they know what's up, man.
Come on.
They came up in there like, man, 10 deep, man, 20, boom. Get up against the wall.
Hold on, man, my foot.
Man, I'm telling you, it was like SWAT.
You serious?
Yeah, man. I wouldn't have made it alive if I wouldn't have did the shake move on a man and, you know, I'd crap up out of there.
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, I gotta ask you a question.
Who is?
Ricky, badass, and guess where I'm at?
Ricky? What's up, dog?
It's the last place I'm gonna be for life.
What you talking about, Blaine?
I'm talking about that smash he grabbed with that ATM the other night. The same night you borrowed my truck?
Huh?
I've been calling you all day about the bumper. Now they got photos of the plate. Traced it back to me.
A two-time loser. Ricky, did you just say two-time loser? As in your third strike?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to jail for life, player. And when you do get out, I'm going to be long gone. Woo-hoo! Hey, don't drop the soap. Come on,
hey,
man.
What do you say, man?
Help
what
me
we
get
gonna
this We're going to crack this piggy bank and get paid.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Just because you go to some fancy college don't make you better than me. Don't make you better than no one. I probably won't ever even go to school, but I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to have me a business. I'm going to open up a shop. And despite what you may think, I ain't pretending to be someone I saw on TV. This is who I am. And whether you like it or not, I'm going to be like this tomorrow.
All right, man, let's see it.
See what?
Who you saying this is who you are, this is who you're gonna be, right?
So prove it.
Hook me up.
All
Actually, it's pretty good. Hey, man, I shouldn't have disrespected you like that in front of everybody.
Nah, it's cool, man. I'm actually kind of glad you came to your senses.
Why is that?
Because I was running out of insults.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, baby.
So, I guess you can invest in that studio now. Look, Calvin. I'll support you, you know that. If it's a studio, fine. You want to sell used hubcaps or... I don't know, thong, underwear, whatever. I'm with you. You know that. Whatever it is you do. Make it mean something to you. And if it doesn't work out, you know, you can always just go work for my uncle.
You know I can't stand your uncle.
Well, he can't stand you. But he'll give you a job as a favor to me.
Thanks for bringing my coat. I didn't do it.
If I thought you did it, I wouldn't have never bailed you out. And I damn sure wouldn't be out here freezing my balls off. Let's go, man.
Why Williams come get you?
Yo, my cousin did this to me, all right?
Your cousin?
JD did this to me.
Dude,
it's
crazy.
Don't worry about him, man. Cousin or not, man. People like that always get dizzy.
That's right, that's right. You know what? I'm gonna make sure that he get here.
Don't go there with that.
What you talking about, Calvin? I ain't gonna let that fool roll over me like that.
Come too far, man. You know, did too many things with your life to let him.
I ain't even
pull
trying to have
back.
This conversation, man. Just, you know what? Just drop me off at 79, man.
You know what? Look. Here. Is that what you want?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah, he came out your...
My man.
He dropped out your locker. There you go, man. You're going to throw your life away. And throw away the bail money, all the money I put up for you.
You know what? You know what? You know what, Cap? You know what? Just pull over. Just pull over.
Pull over. Okay. You pull over. Now you're using your head.
Yeah, whatever, man. Where we going?
Oh, we going to see Lester Wallace. Get my barbershop back.
You wait till I throw out my gun and tell me we going to see Lester?
Man, we ain't even supposed to be in here.
I told you I used to work here, player.
That's used to, JD.
That means I still know what the hell I'm doing. All right? Let me look at this. Now that's a fire.
Hey, man, give me that, man. Let me.
Well, I got it. Dog, it just went out. I can start it again.
Jeez.
These used to be my tools, dog. This used to be my station right here.
And you can't even click it right.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Clap. Stomp one. Look at that. Look. Woo! Look
at this. Give it to me. Let me come on.
Man, what's the problem?
Why you always gotta push somebody, man?
What's
up? This, man.
Come on. You want some of this?
I don't see Lester's car. Hold tight. That looked like my grandma in the truck right there. Wait a minute. Don't open the door.
Hey, yo, Rick, hold up.
Gotta call some backup for us.
Get his money, Blair.
Yeah. Woo.
JD!
Hey, Rick, no! Get back! Yeah, Freddy Richards? What's up, baby? How you like your chicken, nuggets, huh? Original extra crispy, huh? Shit.
What are you doing in my shop? What's going on up in here?
I'm a UIT!
What's going on? Hey, what are you doing in my shop? I don't know what they doing here, but you know what I'm here for. I want my shop back.
You got my money?
No.
What?
I had to use it to help my man Ricky get out of jail. But I promise you that I get you all your money back.
Let me get this right. You come in here demanding to get back a barbershop that you don't even have anymore. You don't have the $40,000 to buy it back, and you don't even have the $20,000 I gave you this morning?
Yeah.
Monk, this man is crazy.
Must be crazy, Mr.
I told you I'd get you your money back. But only
$20,000. Mm-hmm.
If you got a problem with that, I think Chicago PD might have a problem with this ATM machine sitting in the middle of your floor because they've been looking for it all day. What the hell is this?
Oh, hold tight, hold tight. Lester, you got bigger problems than that, though. Like them stolen car parts over there? Somebody might mistake this place for a chop shop.
Monk?
Courage, now.
What you going to
do? Monk, what you going to
do? What?
You going to have to use that on me, big boy. It's like I said, I ain't going nowhere. I got too much to lose. I can't leave here without it. Simple and plain. It's been in my family too long. 40 years. I can't just let you take it, turn it into some strip club. What you want to do?
Calvin, you all right?
Am I all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all right.
You sure?
I'm good. There go the thugs you want over there.
Huh? Simmons, Fred.
These dudes are fine. All
right. Check it out. Come on, man. We found that.
Come on, my dog. Don't you ever do that shit again, man.
Are you crazy?
What's up, man?
Get off,
I'm gonna get out of that.
We wasn't gonna shoot nobody at on leather pants.
Yo, yo, peep this out.
Yo, what's up?
You get a reward if you turn this in. Did you know that? Hey, yo, Detective Williams. Remember who found this?
Oh, I ain't gonna be around here that long. I'm gonna wake up over here. I'm retired. I'm gonna move to Arizona. Night down there.
I'm gonna tell you, the black folks on the bus got Arizona because they didn't want to recognize Martin Luther King's birthday.
Hold up now, Fred.
Wait, Fred. Do not get this fool started on Martin Luther King.
Kevin, let me tell you. Now, Martin Luther King was a hoe.
Oh, Calvin.
Oh, he freed Alabama and everybody. Look here, so come Martin Luther King's birthday, want everybody to take the day off and get your freak on.
Stop and stop.